BJ, and I would like to welcome you to our show, Just Stuff. This show is about ordinary people just like you, just like me, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better, one day at a time, through conversation, encouragement, resources, empowerment, and just plain talk. Remember, you are the best part of this show. Good morning, everybody. This is BJ with Just Stuff. Today, we will be highlighting or discussing valuing yourself. Today, my guest is Mrs. Mary Boyd Smith, and at this time, I'm going to allow her to introduce herself to the listening audience. Mrs. Smith.
Hello, everybody. I'm Mary Boyd Smith. I'm a licensed clinical social worker here in Central Louisiana. I've worked for years as a social worker with lots of different populations and different people, and I enjoy it immensely. And BJ, before we go farther, I just want to say to you, thank you so much for this opportunity, not only for the opportunity today, but what you are bringing to our community with Just Stuff. It is more than just stuff. It's valuable information, and we appreciate you so much for what you do in our community.
Thank you.
And I really do mean that.
Thank you so much. Now, we're going to be talking about valuing yourself. And I'm going to let Mrs. Smith lead us into what we're supposed to do or how valuing ourselves affect us as human beings. Mrs. Smith.
Okay. When BJ first called and asked that I do this presentation, I was delighted because I think a lot about how we value ourselves, the reasons why we value ourselves in different ways, and just so many thoughts were in my mind, and I was all over the chart, you guys. I was all over the chart. I wanted to talk it from a social principle. I thought about sociology. I thought about psychology, all different kinds of ways I could have approached this. But on last Friday, I was doing a training with some teachers at the school where I'm assigned to provide social and emotional learning. I asked the question, I said, if you were going to do a training, what would your training be about? And several people were in the room, and she looked at me hesitating, and I said, well, what are you thinking? She said, everything begins with spiritual understanding. So if I was going to talk about anything, I would have to begin to talk about first the spiritual part. And I thought that was so wise because that's what I often do and say. But to hear a young woman, a mother of three, she's married and just busy on the go and probably in her early 30s, to come and say something like that, I thought it was very powerful. And when I began to pull all of my notes together, that came to my mind. So I said that to say this. We're going to look at how we value ourselves today from a spiritual point of view, what God has to say about how we value ourselves. Now, don't get me wrong. At another time and at another place or at some point, we might talk about the ramifications of how we value ourselves based on how we were raised, our experiences, our backgrounds, things that people have said to us, good, bad, and indifferent. We can handle and talk about those things. But time is of essence, and it is so important for us as a people. And when I say people, I'm talking about from every background. For us as human beings, I guess that's the best way to say it, is to begin to understand how we should value ourselves. And if we're going to talk about that, we have to know what God's word says.
Amen.
And we have to affirm that. And we have to become what, how do we say it? Doers of the word and not hearers only. So when I think about value ourselves, I think about self-worth. And that's really talking about self-worth really comes from how we feel about ourselves, how we appreciate ourselves, how we like ourselves, how we love ourselves. And then we have to begin to seek God for what he says. Because if we listen to what the world says, we'll be a blonde one day, a redhead one day. We think we were too skinny one day. We think we were too big the next day. We would think we were not good enough. Amen. And if we were to listen to the world. So being time is of essence, and we need to really be about who we are so that we can do and operate in our purpose. Let's talk for a few minutes about self-value. It is the sum total of our self-worth. We begin to assess our self-worth at a very young age. During our formative years, we add, then sometimes we subtract to our self-value as we begin to conceptualize our self-worth, which leads to our self-esteem. It is of utmost importance that we are careful of what tools we use, what morals we're looking at, what guidelines, what standards we're using to develop our self-worth, thus our self-esteem. Now you ask the question, how are we going to do that, Mary? I'm glad you asked. There is much more to be said about self-worth, self-esteem, and valuing ourselves, not from psychology as much, as I said before, sociology or social work, not even theology. We must have an insight about the topic based on what God says. So I offer you today the more excellent way. What does God say about how we should value ourselves? I want to frame a simple do-it-yourself with God's word on how we should value ourselves. Okay. First, seek God first. Once we seek God, do that first. Believe him. Trust him. Know him. Know what God says about you, me, us. So we value ourselves then as God does. And when I thought about how I value myself and I thought about the word of God, I wanted to do a scripture that was sort of profound, but I thought about, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son. He gave his only son. If God loved us enough to give his only son and let him die so we might be saved, to me that says speaks volumes. Amen. About. And BJ, I want you to tell us your favorite or what's your go-to. When you begin to think about how much God loves you, is there a particular verse in the Bible, particular scripture that you use?
Not a particular scripture, but I think about Jesus dying for me. You know, he died for me so that I could live. And if Jesus thought enough of me to die for me, then I need to think enough of myself to appreciate what he did for me.
Amen.
That's what I think about. It hasn't always been that for me because, you know, you go through the process and you go through ups and downs and turns and, you know, our life situations. And it hasn't always been like that, but thank God he brought me to that point where that I could appreciate him and appreciate myself through him.
And I want you, each of you, you have your phones, your computers, you know how to go and Google, you know how to call Siri, and somebody said Alexa. Ask those people, what does the word of God, ask those things or whatever. What does it say? What does the word of God say about self-worth, how we value ourselves? Mm-hmm. So, and you will find mountains of scriptures that come back to us because he said, I will never leave you. I won't even forsake you. I will be with you always. He told us that he did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. And I can go on and on how he said, we are fearlessly and wonderfully made. He tells us that if we trust him, he will guide us. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. On and on. Look at those scriptures. Meditate on those scriptures. You know, we used to have to write everything down, but you can be in the bed at night or wake up early in the morning, go to bed late at night. You can be on your break at work. Wherever you are, you can pull it up and just pull you one scripture that will hold you tight and let you know how much God loves you and how much he values you. And as my pastor, Dara, would often say, I could close my book up and go home now. You should have it already. Because if we seek God first and know him and know how he values us, then we can begin to value ourselves. Now, some folks want to have a pity party. You've gotten so comfortable and laying back and said, but I can't do that. See, I can't talk like she talked. Or I can't do this. I can't sing. Oh, but I got some friends that can sing. I call them on the phone if I want to hear a song. Sometimes they sing so-and-so for me because I can't sing. Oh, but I love it. So we're not going to be able to do everything, but it does not make us less than other people.
Amen.
You may have done some things that you're embarrassed about. You may never tell anybody about them. That's your business. Well, you repent. And God told us he'd throw that stuff in the sea of forgetfulness, and he don't think about it anymore.
Amen.
So there is no hindrances. There is no need for us to not be able to set up for ourselves a good value system, our own value system. Yours may look different from mine's. Yours may look different from your friends, your coworkers, but every one of us have a common core that God loved us so much and he thought enough of us that he's willing, if we repent, to save us. Not only will he save us, but he will sanctify us. Mm-hmm. He will fill us with the Holy Ghost. And when you get to that point in your life, we are really, really somebody. But no matter how low you are or how high you are, God is always there with us.
Always.
And he values us so much. So first thing I said was we need to seek God. The second thing, study to know and understand who you are. And I've said already, it's not your past, it's not your presence. Believe what the word says. Make sure you seek wise counsel as well. You know, some people talk very well. They have a beautiful diction. They can talk to you. They can tell you things. And I used to go to a hair salon, and the lady who worked there, she would always say, that sounds so good. Where is it at in the Bible? So everything people tell you that sound good and it's presented well, make sure that it is Bible-based. So first we're going to seek God. Next we're going to study and understand for ourselves why we should value and how we should value ourselves. Get some wise counsel. The third thing is, and if anybody, my school people are listening, they can almost tell you this. This is not a sprint. It's a marathon. There are no quick fixes or magic pills, but to quickly make us think, oh, I'm great, I'm wonderful. And if it is, it does not last. It does not last. But if you begin to trust God, honor him, and look into his word, we might not be sprinting, but that marathon walk, going slow and making sure we are understanding what the words say, reading devotionals, reading our Bible, listening to people who are teaching the word and talking about life using biblical principles. Then we began to get ourselves prepared to move forward. So this is not a sprint, it's a marathon, and I am almost finished. The next thing is develop your own toolkit. That's what I said, your own toolkit. As I was saying, some people may do music well. Make sure you're looking at some music that is really rightly dividing the word of God. All information is not, words and songs are not equal. I heard Reverend Ralph West in Houston say one time, we have those 7-11 songs, you know. We said 11 times with 7 things over and over again. When I was growing up, we sang songs like, Have Thine Own Way, Lord. Yield Not to Temptation. The songs had meaning to them, and they really were so biblically based until you got a sermon just by singing the song. And I give homage to my, she's not living anymore. She's in heaven living now, but Miss Olivia Dean was my choir director when I was growing up, and Miss Olivia Dean would give us treats and make us cakes and cupcakes. So I went to choir rehearsal. She had 9 of us at her house, her own children, and all of the kids up and down around in our community. But guess what? You had to learn all 4 verses to the song. So my brother and a couple of her boys, they tell me, because I was an alto, I was on the back with them, and they would tell me, you learn the song, and we're going to, because they could sing. So they say, you learn the song, and we'll do the singing. So I would sit back there and stand by them, and I'd just word out the whole song, word out the whole song, and they would sing. Those brothers would sing, because all of us was ready for what Miss Dean was going to give us to eat and drink afterward. But I am so glad today. I told somebody, I used to have to drive often to Baton Rouge for work by myself, and I could sing those songs that Miss Dean taught us from Alexandria all the way to Baton Rouge and back, because I knew all 4 verses of the song. Now, I said that to say this. When you do your toolkit, put some stuff in there that's going to last you, that's going to be there when there's a death in the family, when the children are not acting quite right, when your best friend is gone upside down, when the world seems like it is withholding everything that you can have that is positive. Begin to just sing some of those songs. Know scripture. Know what the word of God says. And be able to remind yourself, but he said he would never leave me. But God has promised me that he will walk with me, that he'll be with me. That's how we're talking about valuing. You got it. Those are simple. This is simple stuff. So remember, get you a toolkit. And make sure that your toolkit has stuff in it that it's based on Bible principles. The next thing is pray for yourself. You know, I've heard people say, oh, I got to call so-and-so to pray for me. Or I got to do so-and-so. Nobody know what your need is better than you.
Amen.
And even if you tell it to me, I can't feel it like you can feel it. So learn to pray for yourself. We just reverence God when we pray, and we talk to him like we trust him and we believe him. And when you do that, God will hear, and he will answer prayer.
Amen.
You know, and the Bible says that when we really trust God and we're not wavering here and there, anything that we ask him, he'll do it for us. So learn to pray for yourself. And learn to appreciate who you are. Guess what? Have anybody told you lately, you are good enough? You are good enough. I am going to repeat that because I hear in my spiritual ear somebody saying, I don't know who you're talking to. I'm talking to you. You are good enough. You are better than good enough. But we have to move forward and make sure. as we began to value ourselves and understand how to value ourselves, we are as good as the whole world. Some of my best counseling friends, I'm a licensed clinical social worker, but some of the people who have blessed me and protected me and loved on me and told me some of the most profound things were people that couldn't even read and write. But they had a relationship Absolutely. With God. So make sure you're learning how to pray for yourself. And then I say to you, be on guard. We are soldiers in the army. That was one of the songs Miss Dean had us sing too. We are soldiers in the army. We are. And we have to be dressed at all times for war. Somebody says it's a fixed fight and we have already won. But guess what? We still got to fight. We have to press our way through. We have what Jacob did that time. Jacob said he wrestled all night long. Mm-hmm. And he told him, I ain't going nowhere, God, until you bless me. But guess what? I don't have to listen to what Jacob said as much. I've done the same thing. I said, God, I don't know when you're going to do it. I don't know how you're going to do it. But I know you're going to do it. And when I say that, I have literally gotten on my living room floor at my house. And I said, God, I ain't turning you loose until you bless me. Hmm. And I guess he said, well, Ludie, I got you right where I need you at. So he and I stayed there and tall and tussle all night. But joy came in the morning. Joy. So I'm not telling you something I heard, some theories. I'm telling you what I know. And you say, well, what does that have to do with valuing yourself? Everything. Because God is our friend. I have a few good friends. But guess what? God is the one that sticks closer yes. than a brother. Mm-hmm. He loves you. He loves you unconditionally. So when we get to the point that we can really trust God, be on guard, because Satan's whole job is to derail us. We have already won. When Jesus went to the cross and was resurrected, we won. We were already over in the WW process. But guess what? We got to work our way through. When we receive our salvation, we have to work our way through. We don't have to work for salvation, but we have to continue to move forward to have a relationship with Jesus. And when we do that, we're valuing ourselves. Now, if some of y'all tell me you have done all of that and you still not valuing yourself, start the process over again. Because somewhere along the line, you missed something. And then I want to say, praise God. It matters what we think. Sanctify our thought pattern. Be careful to watch that eye gate and that ear gate, what's coming in. Be careful about those things. And learn to, while we're trusting God, to praise Him and to worship Him. Praise is a beautiful thing. I just love the praise. I can't sing, but when I get by myself, I rock.
Make a noise.
Huh? Oh, I make some noise. But every once in a while, I just have to worship God. And not so much for what He's done for me, but who He is. Just me and Him. And when we work, if you ever try just worshiping Him, one of my best friends said, y'all know who that is too. She said, we left Alexandria and went to Colfax one time. And from the time we left until the time we got there, I was steadily worshiping God, and I didn't say anything twice. But that's where we are. We have to learn to know something about God so that we can worship Him. And when we do those things, we begin to think a whole lot better. Not that we're better than anybody else. We simply began to know who we are in Jesus Christ, and nothing else really matters. When we know who we are in Jesus Christ, we value ourselves. And the last thing that I want to say, be generous. Be generous. Share God with other people. learn how to have a word for people. Learn how to have a word for people. You know, you meet some people, say, how you feel? Oh, I don't feel good. I already had this going or so forth. But when we learn, when we learn how to be generous and say, I'm having a wonderful day. What about you? And sometimes when I've told people I had a wonderful day, that was an ache, a pain, a heartache, or something going on. But pastors say, call your day. Call your day. Get up in the morning saying, God, thank you for a wonderful day. So when we have that positive mindset and we're generous enough to share it with people, it helps to make a difference. So I've said all these things to you just to say we value ourselves by developing self-worth, which develops our self-esteem. It's how we really feel about ourselves. And I have one other thing to tell you. No matter what, nobody can do it but you. Some things mom and dad can do. Some things husband, wives can do. Best friends can do. But for us to really develop and value ourselves the way God wants us to, we got to do that ourselves. Amen. And it's so simple. It's just like learning your ABCs. But you got to put the work in it. So become disciplined and work toward being the best person that you can be and loving yourself every step of the way. I love you guys. I hope you have received what I have presented to you today.
Amen. Amen. I have one quick question, and we may not be able to continue to complete the answer to this question. And if we can't, we'll do another show on valuing yourself. But those who are outside of the perimeters of knowing God, and they've been inundated by bad information or bad attitudes from other people that has caused them to become introverted or to think less of themselves, how do we reach them?
I'm so glad you asked that question because, as I said before, we have to be doers of the word and not hearers only, and be generous. Mm-hmm. Share with other people. My children laughed at me when we were in New Orleans last weekend. My oldest son, he said, Mom, you talk to everybody. You talk to the Uber driver. You talk to the cab driver. But that's how, and they laughed, and we got to know one another. Mm-hmm. If I had been with them long enough, I'd have told them about Jesus, mm-hmm. too. But I let them see Jesus in me.
In you.
Mm-hmm. And so those of us who are getting this, we're beginning to value ourselves. Wherever we are, we in the grocery store, wherever we see people, and God will put people in our path.
Absolutely.
And that's how we can go, to really let other people know. We got to go. That's what the Great Commission mm-hmm. is. Mm-hmm. We don't keep it to ourselves. We got to help other people.
Mm-hmm.
Practice what you preach.
Absolutely.
Amen.
And like you said, God will put people in your path to lift them.
That's
up,
right.
You know, mm-hmm. or to say something to them that may mean something only to them, but it's for them.
Exactly.
And that's one of the things that, you know, would help if we would just stop passing by people. Just, you know, if you see somebody say, oh, that's such a pretty dress that you have on.
Absolutely.
Or I just love your hair. Mm-hmm. You know, a perfect stranger, but you will never know what two or three words will mean to another person where they've been put down so much. Two or three words can lift them up.
That's right.
So that they can have a new beginning.
That's right.
And value themselves as God wants us to value ourselves. And our time is almost over, but I thank you so very much for being with us today, and I have enjoyed this so much.
Thank you for the opportunity.
I pray that someone received something positive from what you said, and that it will help them, it will lift them up and help them to become better, help them to think more of themselves, help them to know that they are precious in God's sight.
Oh, yes.